You know, the temps are going to be nice today, but we kind of got that north wind.
Kind of a cool in the shade day.
Yeah, which makes it kind of interesting. Sunshine would be nice today. I thought yesterday was going to be a pretty nice day.
Yeah, we were told sunshine yesterday.
Then it clouded over.
Mm-hmm. It ended up not being.
I had none on my shoulders.
Yeah. Really?
And I was not happy.
Yeah. No sunshine?
Nor your golden lock, you know, on your golden locks.
Right.
John Denver golden locks.
Yeah. I like how Rob.
John Denver week thing.
I like how Rob said that warmer temperatures are going to be flooding in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're coming in with the runoff.
I like that. That's
right.
Good. Oh, I didn't even know we had an election.
We don't yet. We'll have one in December.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
All right, let me see. I'm sure I had something I was going to I had a couple of things that were in bad taste I was going to use.
Oh, good.
Well, this is the time.
Well, I know,
it's our bad taste segment.
Well,
yeah, it is.
Well, but I was having issues in here. The computer and I were
issues.
Battling. Yeah, we were battling and...
By the way, I will take this opportunity to say that I was going through my email yesterday and got an email from a listener that said every Tuesday she and her friends like to gather around the radio and listen for the workout song of the day. So
all right, okay.
And it was a thank you to humoring us was what it was.
All
so
right. Well,
I guess like the preamble to it also. I guess.
Well, I don't know, but I guess in my mind I'm envisioning that at one time this might have been some sort of workout circle that they were in, and now perhaps it's devolved into a morning glass of wine and enjoying us.
Ooh,
so.
And I like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
You don't suppose one of them could be the caller, do you?
I don't know. Maybe so. That would be awesome.
I mean, who's like not saying anything?
Yeah, just like, kind of chortling about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, of course, we always try not to make fun of people's names, but there's a concrete company. There's a concrete company in Germany that's pretty interesting. It's called the Putzmeister Holding Company.
Putzmeister. All right.
Now,
okay.
As it's
leave it there.
As it says on the website, Putzmeister works in the field of concrete, pumps and booms and removal and excavation and foundation work for heavy industry like mining and tunnel construction and precast for power stations and sewer plants. Putz, for those of you who are not familiar, is the Yiddish word for a fool or an idiot.
Yes, was this a partnership, Putz and Meister?
Well, no, I think
Putz and Meister. Idiot?
Yeah. In more coarse slang, of course, it could mean something else. But anyway, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, the Amish folks in Pennsylvania Dutch country have used the word putz to refer to a nativity display around a Christmas tree.
Mm.
So I'm not sure.
That might not go over well.
No, that's true. I mean, because they're like, since Joe Smith won't be busy next Christmas, maybe he can dress up as Santa.
In the putz.
Yeah, you could place him at the mall nativity scene adorned with a putz or two.
All right.
A putz or two.
Yeah.
Two putts are better than one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that make it putz
unless,
putz.
Unless you're playing golf.
I was going to say, actually, I think one putt is always better than two.
Boom, boom, boom.
Thank you.
Info.
Mason.
We never said it was cerebral. We never said that.
No.
No.
We're full of bad puns.
We prove it every day.
Just to get you to the train, a plane, a bus. Gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning, a good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay. I'm sorry. My normally reliable birthday deal.
So now you're having computer issues.
Well, no, it pulled it gave me tomorrow's birthdays all of a sudden. I don't know.
Well, no.
I've got the other list here, but you're going to help me here. Actor Alan Rickman is 66 years old today. Have you got him?
Yeah.
So I'm on the right list then.
And this list shows him in the Harry Potter films. And this guy's done so much more.
He has. Die Hard and Harry Potter.
He was that bad guy.
He's a super bad guy.
Yeah.
There you go. Actress Tyne Daly from Cagney and Lacey. Also Judging Amy, and she's done a lot since she quit being whoever Lacey, I guess. She's 66 years old. Kelsey Grammer's birthday.
Dress size.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer is 57 years old. Alan Trammell, the baseball star, played for the Astros, did he not, for a while? But he's mainly Detroit Tiger, shortstop, is 54. Who didn't play for the Astros? That's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, used to play. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 33 years old.
Be a Waco, Texas girl.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's the ghost whisperer, you know.
Well,
because they trust her.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Charlotte Church, she's the Welsh soprano who started singing at age 11 and just knocked everybody's socks off. She's 26 years old.
Whatever happened to Charlotte?
Her voice changed, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, today she sounds like this.
Yeah. She's smoking.
Put the pell mell out.
Yeah, really.
If anybody knows it's my birthday.
Step on it, push out, walk out and sing.
Ellen Page is 25. She played the teen in the movie Juno back in 2007. And you're going to have to help me out after that because I've got just one list.
William Peterson, we've seen him a time or two on CSI.
Yeah.
59. Christopher Atkins, it says here Blue Lagoon and probably nothing else. Is that about right?
Probably.
51.
Yeah.
Pretty good singer. Mary Chapin Carpenter, 54.
Oh, yeah.
David Geffen, he's like a record dude, is 68.
Charlotte's still singing, by the way.
Oh, is she still?
Yeah,
where is she?
Unfortunately, the last post on her website was from November of last year. She's talking about how the story and one of them Brit tabloids was a complete fabrication. I have not proposed to my boyfriend drunkenly or otherwise.
Oh, very nice.
So
well, that's got to make you feel good.
So there you
are. That's good. Jake Steinfeld, Jake the Body, I think he used to call himself, be a 54. Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
And, of course, it could just, any guy in a British accent could say, well, I was.
As far as we know.
Can't really prove it. Anyway, be 65 and Christine Ebersole is 59. So there we go.